This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. My brothers and my sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is Friday night, October the 1st, 2021. And we have the orange theme going on, first off, because of autumn. Also, you know, significant yesterday with regards to remembering and learning about the indigenous here. And subhanAllah, I grew up with a lot of Mohawks in Ganawage, and they were very respectful. And in fact, the people that would defend me as a Muslim whenever some of the Irish and Scottish that we went to school with sort of stepped out of line. So subhanAllah, you know, it's important for us as Muslims to understand the history of the lands that we live in and to respect not only the land. We know as Muslims we are to respect the land that we live on and the world that we live in, but also the people that we live with, right? Have respect for one another and try to understand each other as well, because the best da'i, the best person to call to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, we see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran. But in addition to that, in order to be effective in da'wah, as we see in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that we have to be people who understand one another. We need to understand who we are giving da'wah to, who we are interacting with, who we are talking to, who we live with, our neighbors, and so on and so forth. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us as Muslims to be as effective as we possibly can in our da'wah by submitting first of all to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for He is the one who controls the hearts, and we are in no position to feel that we give da'wah or invite others to Islam. Rather, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who controls the hearts and opens the hearts of those who He wills and seals the hearts of those who He wills. So we carry on with our class on the etiquettes of visiting the masjid. And we took a few points last week. Just to recap, we looked at an-nahyu an hudur al-masajid liman akala thum. So the prohibition on attending the masjid for those who have eaten garlic or onions or leek or anything that really has a strong stench or smell, like cigarettes or even body odor if we are not clean, maybe someone came from work or something of that sort. We also took the part of this chapter that discusses istihbab at-tabkiru ila al-masajid, the encouragement to arrive early and be on time when attending the prayer in the masjid. What we're going to start with today, insha'Allah ta'ala, is al-mashyu ala salati bi khushu'in wa sakina. Walking towards the masjid and to the masjid or any masjid that we go to with khushu', with sincerity, but tranquility, I should say, with tranquility and focus, right? Why? Why do we need to do that? Well, when we arrive to the prayer, we should not be arriving to the prayer when we are huffing and puffing. We don't join a salah and we're like, Allah Akbar. No, we don't do that. As believers, we walk to the salah patiently, calmly, right, with tranquility, and we get to the prayer and we begin our prayer focusing. This is what the scholars say, it's very difficult to focus when you are rushing to the prayer. And so when you are, you know, your mind is rushing, your heart is rushing, your body was just like in very quick movement and motion, and you arrive to the salah, Allahu Akbar, and you, like, you start thinking, well, what prayer am I praying? Did I even, like, do I even have wudu? You know, what raka'ah is it? And you start to sometimes forget. You might join the prayer and you pray and you don't even know which raka'ah they're in. And then the salah finishes and you're like, well, I have to make up one or two or three raka'ah. I'm not really sure. And so it's important for us to come with a peace of mind, to come in a tranquil sort of manner, and to start our prayer focusing on that, focusing on the fact that we're standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We see in the hadith of Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu, where he says, بينما نحن نصلي مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. So we were praying with the Messenger of Allah, with the Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and we heard the ruffling, right, or this noise of men or of people joining the salah. And so when we finished the prayer, right, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم asked, ما شأنكم? Right? What's going on? Like, what are you guys doing? And so they told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Istirjalna ila salah." We were rushing to get to the prayer. We were rushing to attend the prayer. قال فلا تفعلوا. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Don't do that." When you إذا أتيتم الصلاة فعليكم بالسكينة. When you're coming to the prayer, then come with tranquility. Be calm when you are going to the prayer. فَمَا أَدْرَكْتُمْ فَصَلُّوا وَمَا فَاتَكُمْ فَأَتِمُّوا. So whatever you have caught of the prayer when you arrive, then pray. And whatever you missed of the prayer because you were late, if you were late, then just make up for it. So this teaches us the importance of not rushing to the prayer, taking our time, coming in tranquility, being patient, being calm, being focused. When we get there, focus. Allahu Akbar, start your salah and be focused in your prayer instead of focusing on getting oxygen and you're short of breath and you don't know what to do and you're just like huffing and puffing and like sweating and you just don't feel comfortable and good at all. Okay, so it's important for us to focus on our salah in that manner, in a way that we are calm and cool and at ease with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also see in another hadith, hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu an, where he says, سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولَ. I heard the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, إِذَا أُقِيمَتِ الصَّلَاةِ فَلَا تَأْتُوهَا تَسْعُونَ وَأَتُوهَا تَمْشُونَ وَعَلَيْكُمُ السَّكِينَةِ. He says, إِذَا أُقِيمَتِ الصَّلَاةِ, when the iqama for salah has taken place, right? The iqama of prayer, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, حَيَّ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ, حَيَّ عَلَى الْفَلَاحِ, قَدْ قَامَتِ الصَّلَاةُ, قَدْ قَامَتِ الصَّلَاةُ, اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. When you hear that, usually people like, yalla, salah starting, let's go. And they start to rush to the prayer, right? Rather, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when the iqama for salah has taken place, do not come to the prayer running or rushing, right? Running. Rather, come to the prayer walking. وَعَلَيْكُمُ السَّكِينَةِ, and have tranquility in your walking, as in be at ease, have that sakina in your method of walking to the masjid. فَمَا أَدْرَكْتُمْ فَصَلُّوا وَمَا فَاتَكُمْ فَأَتِمُّوا. Same statement as the Prophet ﷺ made in the other hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, so whatever you caught of the prayer, then pray it, right? If you come in there in the second raka'ah, then join the prayer and pray. And whatever you missed of the prayer because you came late, then just continue and make up for it afterwards. So these are two hadith that show us the importance of coming to the prayer at ease. However, the first one says, فلا تفعلوا إذا أتيتم الصلاة فعليكم بالسكينة, when you're coming to the prayer. The second one actually says that the iqama has taken place. So usually, like I said, when we hear the iqama, we're like, oh my God, salah is about to start. Like we need to go now. And so people rush. Rather, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged us not to do that. Now let me extend this to not only taking it easy while walking, but taking it easy while driving. I have seen, mashallah, tabarakallah, so many things. as we are coming to the prayer, especially around the area of the masjid. And it's really sad, but I'm going to say it. I've seen so many people at Fajr time. I remember, you know, one morning, a brother was coming down the street and the light to turn left turned red, but the light to go straight was still green. So he went straight. And then after you cross the intersection, there's a sign that shows no U-turns allowed. And what do I see? Not just one brother, many times, not only at Fajr, many times people go straight, Muslim brothers go straight, pull a U-turn where there's clearly a sign for no U-turns, pull a U-turn, come back, hang a right, and head over straight to the masjid. My brothers and sisters, we are to come to prayer at ease. We are not. So here's the thing. When you are rushing, or we are rushing to the prayer that way, we are actually disobeying the command of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because he tells us, فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالسَّكِينَةِ, come to the prayer calmly. You are making an effort to come already. So your reward is there. Don't worry. Even if you arrive and the prayer is done, alhamdulillah, you made the effort to come and you missed the prayer, just pray whatever you've missed. The Prophet ﷺ said, وَمَا فَاتَكُمْ فَأَتِمُّ, whatever you've missed of the prayer, then make up for it. So pray it. So if a person is rushing to prayer, first of all, they're disobeying the command of the Prophet ﷺ by rushing and breaking that rule of the road now, the road traffic safety or highway traffic safety code or whatever you want to call it in Ontario. I don't know, I'm from Quebec, so we call it the la loi de la route. Right? We call it the rules or the laws of the road. So subhanAllah, what we're doing in addition to not following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because when we disobey the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's advice, we are by extension disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in addition to that, not following the sunnah, disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are breaking the law, which is also disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we are to obey or respect the laws of the land that we live in, so long as they don't force us to denounce Islam. Right? So, alhamdulillah. Come to the masjid bis-sakina. Fa'alaykum bis-sakina. Fa'alaykum bis-sakina. Fa'alaykum bis-sakina. Like, we can't say it enough, because you see things all the time. Like, a brother was complaining to me just about a month ago. I was telling my wife this, you know, about how, you know, things happen on the road all the time. You know, someone coming to the masjid cuts through the Tim Hortons, bypasses the lights, hangs a right. SubhanAllah, like, what are we doing? You know, what are we doing? Are we supposed to do that? No. Are we supposed to run to prayer? No. Can we walk with a quicker pace? Yes, but walk. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us not to run. فَلَا تَأْتُوهَا تَسْعَوْنَ. Do not come and you are running to the prayer, right? So don't run to the prayer. Take it easy, be at ease, and you'll join the prayer, inshaAllah ta'ala. Wa qawluhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا أُقِيمَتِ الصَّلَاةِ فِيهِ بَيَانٍ لِلْأَمْرِ الَّذِي يَحْمِلُ النَّاسِ غَالِبًا عَلَى السَّعِي. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, you know, in the second hadith, if the iqama has been called, as in that the prayer has begun, even then, don't rush. Even then, don't rush. And you know what? Some people are like, I need to be there. I need to be there. Yes, we all need to be there. I have, you know, examples of times I was coming to the masjid to lead the prayer. And I know that I'm early. And brothers are cutting me off on the road. They don't know it's me. They're like, vroom, vroom, cutting in front. And I'm like, mashallah, tabarakallah. I'm going to be the imam of the prayer to lead it. So the prayer won't start before I get there. And we're early, but subhanAllah, people like, alhamdulillah, I know the reward for being in the front row is great, but it should not come at the cost of putting other people in harm's way. And think of it this way, my brothers and sisters. La qaddar Allah, la qaddar Allah. Should something happen on the road and we are penalized for it with whatever punishment, like, is that really something that we want to do? You know, sometimes someone could take the life of another person while driving, and they're rushing, right? They're going too quick, breaking the speed limit, doing things they shouldn't do. It's not worth it, my brothers and sisters. So please take it easy on the roads, inshallah, okay? I remember when we were in Medina, you know, the bus drops you off from the university at the beginning of the grounds of Masjid al-Nabawi. Now, sometimes we get there and the bus, you know, it takes us time to arrive. And so now you need to walk. It's like a 5 to 7 minute walk just to get into the doors of Masjid al-Nabawi. Then you get into Masjid al-Nabawi and now you need to walk another 5 to 7 minutes to get to the jama'ah because the masjid is so big, right? And sometimes in that process, like you would end up missing 3-4 rak'ah of the prayer. Alhamdulillah, right? You try your best. And if you miss out, then you make up what you missed. Okay, bismillah. The next thing we'll learn, inshallah ta'ala, is مَا يُقَالُ مِنَ الدُّعَاءِ عِنْدَ الْمَشِّي إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ. What should we say when we are walking to the masjid? Well, from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would say, and this is in the hadith of Abu Dawud, hadith reported by Abu Dawud, rahimahullah, which is also mentioned by Imam Muslim Abu Dawood, and Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah graded it as sahih, as authentic, and also Imam Ahmad rahimahullah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he left to go to the masjid for a prayer, he would say, Allahumma ja'al fi qalbi nura, waja'al fi lisani nura, waja'al fi sam'i nura, وَجَعَلْ فِي بَصَرِ نُورًا وَجَعَلْ خَلْفِ نُورًا وَأَمَامِ نُورًا وَجَعَلْ مِنْ فَوْقِ نُورًا وَمِنْ تَحْتِ نُورًا اللَّهُمَّ أَعْطِنِي نُورًا or اللَّهُمَّ وَأَعْظِمْ لِي نُورًا. Okay. What is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaching us? To ask for nur, to ask for blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here, let's translate it. You're going to the masjid, what do you say? Allahumma ja'al fi qalbi nura. Oh Allah, put nur in my heart. Wa ja'al fi lisani nura. And place nur upon my tongue. Wa ja'al fi sam'i nura. And place nur in my ears, right? In my hearing. وَجَعَلْ فِي بَصَرِ نُورًا and place nur in my sight. وَجَعَلْ خَلْفِ نُورًا وَأَمَامِ نُورًا and place nur behind me and in front of me. وَجَعَلْ مِنْ فَوْقِ نُورًا وَمِنْ تَحْتِ نُورًا and place nur above me as well as below me. اللَّهُمَّ أَعْطِنِي نُورًا or اللَّهُمَّ وَأَعْظِمْ لِي نُورًا. O Allah, grant me or bless me with nur. Allahu Akbar. Isn't that amazing? Every single one of us wants nur, right? Not nur like the brother or nur the sister, because it's a name that could be used for men and women. Not nur like the light that is shining in your face, right? But nur. Nur like the glow that subhanAllah, you know, people say, oh, there's a glow on that brother or that sister, subhanAllah, something amazing about them. And it's not necessarily a glow. It is something, an aura, an amazing aspect of this brother or this sister that you recognize and you say, subhanAllah. And it's not something negative. It's not something bad. It's not something, you know, like that we think in our minds of someone of the opposite gender. No, no, no. It's subhanAllah. This person is connected to Allah. This person's heart is linked to Allah. This is a person who is maybe from the awliya, as in from the people who are loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they love him so much, right? This is someone who recites from the Quran, who learns the sunnah, who implements the sunnah, you know, things like that. Someone who spends long hours at night, right? It could be long hours of standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or making sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Or someone who comes to the masjid early. Someone who says the dua going to the masjid, someone who recites a dua after making wudu, someone who is kind to their parents, someone who's kind to their neighbors. It could be anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts nur, the person who recites Surah Al-Kahf from a Friday to a Friday, right? These are all things that we can use or do to attain and acquire more nur from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more blessings from Allah. So my brothers and sisters, recite this dua when we are making our way to the masjid, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put nur in our lives. When we have nur in our lives, and again, we're not talking about any brother or sister in particular. When we have nur, right, blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are things in our life that become easier for us. And the challenges and difficulties of our life become easy upon us. They may seem hard and difficult for others, people who look at us or people who recognize what we're going through. To an outsider's eye, it might seem difficult, but to the person who's going through it, it is easy and peaceful and calm, and they're connected to Allah. So remember that when we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for nur, we should do that seeking nothing from anyone and only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All right, the next thing that we'll learn inshaAllah ta'ala is الدُّعَاء عِنْدَ دُخُولِ الْمَسْجِدِ وَعِنْدَ الْخُرُوجِ مِنْهَا. Dua when entering into the masjid and dua when leaving from it. Well, it is encouraged, advised that we as Muslims say a dua when we enter the masjid. First off, Allahumma salli wa sallim ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Allahumma ftahli abwaab rahmatik. And when we leave the masjid, Allahumma salli wa sallim ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik. Okay. Now, where do we get this from? Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, إِذَا دَخَلَ أَحَدَكُمْ الْمَسْجِدِ فَلْيَقُلْ. When one of you enters the masjid, then say, Allahumma aftah li abwaab rahmatik. O Allah, open for me your doors of mercy. Allahumma aftah li abwaab rahmatik. You're coming into the masjid. What do you want? You want mercy, you want blessings, you want goodness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you're entering the masjid. Allahumma aftah li abwaab rahmatik. Right? Think of it as doors of mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opening up in front of us. And this mercy is coming out, right? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahumma aftah li abwaab rahmatik, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says. Wa idha kharaja falyaqul. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and when you are leaving the masjid or exiting the masjid, then say, Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik. Right? Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik. Asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his fadl, for his, you know, blessings, right? These are things we should be doing consciously, but subconsciously. What I mean by this is it should be such a habit for us to say it when we're going into the masjid or coming out of the masjid that we don't have to make an effort to do it, but we consciously are aware that we're saying it because we're consciously aware that we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his mercy and blessings. Okay. وَعِنْدَ أَبِي دَاوُودِ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ. So Abu Dawood rahimahullah, in another narration, it's mentioned the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا دَخَلَ أَحَدُكُمْ الْمَسْجِدِ فَلْيُسَلِّمْ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. When one of you is entering the masjid, then send blessings or peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثُمَّ لِيَقُلْ. Then say, Allahumma aftah li abwaaba rahmatik fa'idha kharaja falyaqul. And when you're exiting, then say, Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik. Now, while we are entering and exiting the masjid, it is also found in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that one says, A'udhu billahi al-azim wa biwajhihi al-kareem wa sultanihi al-qadim min ash-shaytani ar-rajim. And this is found in a hadith. Ja'a dhalika fi hadith Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhuma. In hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhuma, عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, that the messenger of Allah, the prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, أنه كان إذا دخل المسجد قال that when he would enter the masjid, he would say, "A'udhu billahi al-azim wa biwajhi wa sultanihi al-qadim min shaytani al-rajim. A'udhu billahi al-azim wa biwajhihi al-kareem wa sultanihi al-qadim min shaytani al-rajim." Okay, to say that when we're entering the masjid. So you can say that in addition to Allahumma aftah li abwaab rahmatik. But when we, the next thing we look at is, how do we enter? Do we enter forward? Do we enter backwards? Do we enter sideways? Right? We enter with our right. Do we enter with our left? So, istihbab taqdim al-rajul, istihbab taqdim al-rijl al-yumna inda dukhul al-masjid wal-yusra inda al-khuruj minhu. It is encouraged and preferred in our deen, according to the sharia, the deen and the way, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to enter the masjid with our right foot and to leave the masjid with our left foot. Why? Well, it is encouraged to do that when entering the masjid, because entering into the masjid is a place of honor. It is a masjid. And so it's a place of rahmah, a place of mercy, a place of forgiveness, a place of submission, a place where only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worshipped. وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worshipped there. So entering into the masjid should be a place that we enter with our right foot. And so you enter the masjid with your right foot because you are entering a place that is the most honorable places that we find on the face of this earth. Right? The most amazing, most blessed, most sincere, most genuine, most authentic, most clean, most mashallah, tabarakallah, everything, right? All the good qualities come from the masjid. And so from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is that you enter the masjid with your right foot. وَعِنْدَ الْخُرُوجِ مِنْهُ. When we exit the masjid, تقديم الرجل اليسرى لفعله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولأن الأماكن غير المسجد دونه في الشرف. That exiting the masjid, first of all, was done by the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم with his left foot, but also in your mind, when you think of why should I exit with my left foot and not my right foot, because entering the masjid is the most blessed of places. And so anywhere you go outside of the masjid is not as blessed and as noble and honorable as being inside of the masjid. Therefore, we exit the masjid with our left foot. That doesn't mean that being outside is a terrible, bad, evil place. No, what it means is that outside of the masjid is not as beneficial and rewarding as being inside of the masjid. And so when we enter it, we enter with our right foot. When we exit it, we exit with our left foot. Very good. In a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Aisha radiallahu anha narrates, she says, Kana an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would yu'jibuhu at-tayammun. He would be amazed and particular and punctual with doing things with his right, things that were good, right? Starting with his right, whether his right hand or his right foot, or doing things to his body with his right. So for example, she says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would start things with his right, fi tana'ulihi, when putting on his footwear, whether his shoes or slippers, right? Putting on his slippers, he would start with his right foot, and tarajjulihi, which is grooming yourself, right? He would groom himself, right? Start by combing the right side of your beard and then move your way over to the left, or start by combing your right side, the right side of your hair. And when we remove our nails, what do? We clip the right first, right? So we're cleaning. So we start with the right and then we move our way over to the left and come back to the right, right? طهوره في شأنه كله, and purifying, washing himself. He would wash the right side of his body first and then wash the left side of his body. So start with the right side, washing the right side, and then wash the left side of your body. That's the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I think we'll end there, inshallah ta'ala. Okay, this gives us a few minutes to take some questions. Yeah, we'll end there, inshallah ta'ala. And if anyone has any questions, feel free to ask them now, inshallah. And then we'll continue from here next week. I'll just write the date, October 1st, 2021. SubhanAllah. I remember when we were in 1999 and we would say, I wonder what the year 2000 is going to be like. And here we are. Allahu Akbar. 21 years after the year 2000. Alhamdulillah. So if anyone has any questions, feel free to ask them now. You can type them in the chat session. Ahsan bhai, assalamu alaikum. Kyaale, titaak, mashallah, mashallah. Alhamdulillah. Didn't get to see you this time. Inshallah. Next trip, very soon, inshallah ta'ala. Any questions? Type them, send them through, inshallah. So we took a number of things today. When going to the masjid, you could put them into practice right now by making your way to the masjid, because we still have another 25 minutes, am I correct? Yeah, 25 minutes until the salah starts. So you can make your way over, inshallah ta'ala. And you can practice preparing yourself by making wudu and coming to the masjid, saying your dua when you come to the masjid, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for nur. You can practice entering the masjid with your right foot and saying the dua. What else do we take? Yeah, that's pretty much it for today. Alhamdulillah. So put that into practice, inshallah. We'll see all of you soon. All right, I don't see any questions. Seems like everything was pretty straightforward. These are all things that we pretty much already knew, but we need to be reminded, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَذَكِّرْ, and remember and be reminded, فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ, the remembrance, تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And dhikr is also the Qur'an. The Qur'an benefits us, right? It is known as al-dhikr. So we encourage one another to read the Qur'an, but to also implement what we learn from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That's all the time that we have. Jazakumullahu khayran. Barakallahu feekum. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Allahu Akbar. Sheikh Ziyad. Allah yajzik al-khayr. Had I known you were on, we could share screens. I could add you here and you can teach and I can go relax a little bit. Allah yubarak feek. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and your family. I hope everyone is doing well. And I look forward to seeing you sometime soon. And hopefully we get to meet in person and not just through Zoom calls and restream sessions and stuff. Alhamdulillah. Barakallahu feekum. Jazakumullahu khayran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.